Dailies Today.
Dailies Today.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're ready. We're back here, of course, with a continuation of a late look at today's national dailies. Here is Mr. Jimmy Dissel. All right. And of course, my name is Kofi Patel.
The way you introduce me sometimes, it makes me believe that you're probably surprised that I wake up every day. Do you want me dead?
No, sir. No, sir. No, God forbid, sir. No, God forbid. God forbid, sir. No, sir. I'll make a request from you soon.
There's no God forbid in my own.
I'm wetting the ground.
I know be like those women who don't want that. I'm ready. I know. Trouble.
No, sir. You're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere.
Well, I don't want to get anywhere. For record purposes.
You are full of energy. Wow, good morning to you, sir. You're looking quite dapper and energetic as always.
Kofi Susan.
And of course, I'm saying this because the ladies listening have to go to our YouTube to see what I'm talking about. All right. Ladies have to.
No,
ladies.
I'm not available. I'm not for sale.
Are you Davido? All right. Anyway, good morning to all of you listening this morning. Of course, there's still Nigeria Info and Dailies today. We'll be going through some of the dailies, national dailies, and the headlines as curated by Mr. Jimmy Dissel himself. Let's start with a look at stories in the Punch. We have this interesting one, which goes with the headline: CBN EFCC probe banks firms over alleged forex racketeering.
Right. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to retired Major General J.B. Samuel. Today is his birthday. He's 70.
Amazing.
Yeah, how time flies. Yes. Okay, so let's go. CBN, EFCC probe banks and firms over alleged forex racketeering. That's good to hear that the government is resolute, or wants us to believe that they're resolute in bringing to book all those who are involved in forex racketeering. The one that I'm surprised at that they haven't done is to put the authorities on who were those who took the old subsidy and got us in this mess. That's the challenge for the president. That, sir, we are happy. I mean, more than glad you're trying so hard to bring these people to book, because they are responsible for our suffering, and they are known people. And they are known to you, sir. I believe so. I believe that they are known. They are known to you. They are known to some of us, because it's usually quite apparent. But I don't want to. We know some of them. Some of them are your close associates. So we are going to see where all this is going to go. Some of them are your close associates. Some of them are the highest contributors to your campaign. You will have to ditch them, sir. There's no. It has to be no friend, no foe, or else, you know. So, Cardoso, the governor, Yemi Cardoso, revealed yesterday that the EFCC and CBN, they are probing foreign exchange allocations and forward contracts estimated at $2.4 billion, Mr. President. $2.4 billion have been compromised, one way or the other. And so we expect everything to add up. By the time you are giving us the names of the suspects and matching them to court, we expect the figure to tally with what you have told us. Okay? And what Cardoso said yesterday, he said quite a lot. He said the administration of the AKF Bank had engaged a global firm, Deloitte, to carry out an audit of the $7 billion debts. Okay, elaborating further on the issue, while speaking with journalists after the 294th meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee in Abuja, Cardoso disclosed that security agencies were investigating the FX transactions that have been declared invalid by the audit report. He said law enforcement agencies were focused on unraveling issues around foreign exchange transactions that did not meet standards of the regulatory agency. Round tripping, all kinds of things. He emphasized the lack of valid documentation, among other infractions and discrepancies revealed in the audit report. He detailed several anomalies, including the allocation of millions of dollars to fictitious entities and the provision of FX allocations without the corresponding naira value. He said so much, but I have an idea. I think the least that the government should do with those found culpable is to at least get our money back. Because if their profile is so high, because sometimes you have to admit to yourself the country that you are living in, and they are going to fight back and so on and so forth. I think the least that the government could do, in case Mr. Cardoso is listening and aides of the president are listening, the least that the government could do is to ensure that these compromised billions of dollars are back where they belong. That's a valid demand, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. That's okay. So he said quite a lot, and he says that while emphasizing the gravity of the irregularities, Cardoso described the numerous foreign exchange transactions under investigation as clearly unlawful. Now, reacting to the, it's a whole page in Punch, if you want to read it, and it was quite revealing. In principle, it's a bit comforting that this is the thought process that is going on. What we are going to look out for is the practicality of what is being said. For example, the government had said last week that all transactions had been cleared. And you found the airlines and some other people saying, no, sir, you're still owing us. So he reacted to that. He says that responding to issues of some stakeholders who have backlogs of forex, Cardoso assured that the market remains open and transparent for them to address any outstanding contractual obligations. He should have done that before coming out with a statement that all is cleared. But I'm glad he's opened the window. However, he said that the CBN had diligently verified and settled recognized backlogs of foreign forward transactions. He says, and I'm quoting him, we are also not unmindful of the fact that some stakeholders may have had backlogs in one form or the other. We have done what we can do to make the market transparent as possible. Those involved should patronize the open market. I think somewhere around this is where the plight of the airlines hangs. Somewhere around this statement, you know, but we don't have enough time to go deep into it. However, the Punch also reports that Naira is now 1.382. It's now 1,382 Naira to the dollar.
Parallel or official rate?
It says, meanwhile, the Nigerian local currency has continued its surge against the United States dollar, appreciating to 1,300 from the 1,400. Recorded on Monday. So I don't know. I need to be sure. I want to make sure that what I say. Okay, the new rate, according to FMDQ Securities Exchange, a platform that publishes official foreign exchange trading in the country, means the Naira gained 38 Naira or 2.75% at the close of trading activity. So definitely, we are talking of the official rates.
It's interesting. So the editorial in, before we even go, I think they have two editorial pieces.
In this the point, yes.
Okay. So the first one here, Tinubu constituency projects fuel corruption, ban it. And then second one, Abia appoints to right direction on governor's pensions.
Right. So the first editorial is saying what all of us have said for a very long time. And that this idea of constituency projects should, I don't want to use the word banned. I don't want to use the word declared unlawful, because they already are unlawful and not backed by any legislation whatsoever. What, and the Punch also explains, what is expected, and I will go through it again, what is expected of any legislature is that, okay, so I'm representing through Lily constituency, whatever it is. I recognize that there's a need for this project and that project. My constituents have told me about it and I agree. What do I do? If it's a federal road, for example, I head to the minister's office and I plead my case with him. the minister puts it in the budget for the ministry. You understand? That is what is called, that is the way it should go. Not that you should give a blanket to somebody and say, take this 50 billion and look for whatever you might want to do. Of course, you know, the money always gets worked.
Okay, they will agree. They will argue with you that it's no cash.
We know them. There's no point. I have no apologies for that. In 99% of the cases, either, and you need to see some of these constituency projects, you know, that budget and co, that they monitor. You know, the look at what the point says. It says the president stated that the allegations, the 2024 budget was jacked up from 27.5 to 28.7 trillion. Showed critics did not understand the budgeting. That's what the president said. The president has said those who are talking about malicious embellishments in the budget, they did not understand the arithmetic and did not refer to the baseline of what I brought. Tinubu stated while hosting NAS members to IFTA. But your integrity is intact. He told them that. The point says Tinubu misses the point. The president missed the point. Tinubu misses the point. This is not arithmetic, sir. It is high-wired game of politics. The president is playing to the gallery. His predecessor, Muhammadu Buhari, lamented that in the 10 years to 2019, the lawmakers were allocated $1 trillion for constituency projects with no impact.
One trillion.
That's what the point says.
With a T.
With no impact. Civic tech charity budget tracked 7,447 projects inserted into the 2024 budget by lawmakers. 7,447 projects inserted. That means the executive came with their list of projects. The National Assembly inserted 7,447 the lawmakers, 55 of them with cumulative value of 580 billion, cost at least 5 billion naira each. Yet most of them have no national significance, but narrowed to personal interests. It said, "This is not lawmaking. Once more, Nigerians have been swindled." Former President Shegun Obasanjo called it outright robbery.
Was it during the days of NABA when he was president?
Because I know that. In 2017, He called it outright robbery. The point also argues that the president also misses the crux of the matter. It is clearly an aberration to dole out public funds directly to lawmakers for constituency projects. That should be known. That should be a given. What kind of democracy are we practicing? It should be a given. If you are so much interested in money, go and walk to see money. Go and walk in a bank or walk in the CBN. This sense of entitlement of a lot of our lawmakers and so on and so forth to the Federal Treasury is what is killing this country, amongst others.
Yeah. Uncle Jimmy.
And the fact, sorry, one second. Yeah. And the fact that we are all complicit in all we do is complain, and have done nothing about it makes us also complicit. Yes.
Uncle Jimmy, when you're the president or you're a governor,
yes.
Let me read your governors out because that's another. Sometimes your hands are tied when it comes to the executive. I'm asking.
Your hands are not tied.
Because they can do another.
If you know your onions, don't forget that governors also too have state house of assemblies. Wafashola's hands tight. The man in OT, who has thrown out the nonsense pension, why his hands tight? It depends on how resolute you are. But if you are also complicit. In another way, you are complicit and always having and you have been compromised. It will be difficult for you to assert yourself. Who tied your hands? The constitution is clear on what should be done and what should not be done.
I remember the Kenyans went with the pig's blood to their parliament.
See, Nigerians should realize where the world is going. I was very, very miserable yesterday when I saw the incoming president of Senegal speak. A young chap of about 44. Brilliant. Resolute. Clear-minded. Do you understand what I'm saying? Clear-minded. And he was looking up to France in that speech and talking to them directly. See, this new generation of, in fact, where this country is going, with this continent or the world itself is going, Nigeria is lagging far, 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 far behind.
What do we do?
We need to speed up.
The Kenyans, when they're in the parliament, you know, give themselves a huge paycheck.
Yes.
To become, I think, the highest paid parliament in the world or something. They went to the parliament, to the doorsteps, and they poured pig's blood in protest.
Yes.
And this is the blood of Kenyans. You know, and they had to have a rethink.
So you want us to pour pig's blood? Who eat the pig? It says that since government does not give members of the executive money directly to execute projects, this should apply to lawmakers too. At best, lawmakers should lobby for projects in their constituencies, which should be undertaken by the relevant industry. Anyway, let me skip all that, and there is a proviso that the Punch provides for the president. If Tinubu is serious about the fight against corruption in the country, he must stop being conciliatory with the lawmakers and eliminate the illegitimate constituency protest brigandage without fail. Without fail, or else he becomes complicit.
Dangerous.
Without fail.
Suicide.
And so the point also in the second editorial, Abia points to right direction of governors' pensions. The point is you know, they are hailing, let me use his local word, hailing Alex Otey for reducing the governor's pensions, which of course were ridiculous. Entitled the Abia State Governor's and Deputy Governor's Pension, the law believes that the law, it was obscene. That's what the point describes it. Apart from giving ex-governors and deputies the 100% salary of the incumbents, it also contained 3 police and 2 DSS officers to the former officers holders for life. Talking about this, I wonder if we have any policemen left in the police stations.
I wonder.
Go to a social function and you wonder where the police would be. I thought the Inspector General was blowing hot and saying that he would stop this idea of oddlies and whatever. He hasn't stopped it. And I remember telling Sherry Ifia that I don't think this IG can stop it. He hasn't stopped it. We don't have, I'm going to be very blunt, we haven't had an IG for a very long time. And that is because I suspect that what involves the appointment of an IG has already put handcuffs behind the man's the number of people lobbying and so on and so forth. Otherwise, you haven't seen what you would call an active policeman who does things by the law. No matter the police, the Metropolitan Police, one time had to invite the Prime Minister for questioning.
That's in the UK.
Yes,
London Met.
The law is no respecter of persons.
Come and answer questions.
Yes. And I am sure that very soon a lot of African countries are going to follow suit. Nigeria, of course, will be lagging behind.
I think Kenya and Togo yesterday moved to parliamentary system. So they're getting close.
Yes, because they can see the writing on the wall. Okay. Anyway, so their domestic staff are paid for by all this information we already know. Let us just... For all you know, he's being hailed for having done the right thing, and they call on other states to learn from Abia, or elsewhere. For example, the point says that in California, a governor's pension is calculated based on the years of service, but not more than 60%, no matter the length of service. Arnold Schwarzenegger, a former governor there, does not collect pensions because he waived his salary in office. We don't want our own governors to waive salary, because if they do that, they will descend. By the time they descend on the treasury.
You believe that at your own risk. I'm not taking salary.
All these governors will say, I will not take salary. You will not take salary, but you have what they call a security vote.
Okay, Jimmy, I have a question for you. Is it not Nigerians that are allowing these things go?
Of course.
So, because, for instance, this gentleman...
Of course, we are complicit.
Who are in the National Assembly collecting salary from the National Treasury, and our former governors, at the same time, they're still collecting life pension.
Look, if collectively, this is hypothetical, if collectively we all decide that we don't want this, we will move against these people. There are provisions in the law to remove anybody. There are provisions in the law to remove anybody from office. Anybody. We haven't tested it. You can, you're honorable, you can throw him out. But we don't do anything. That's the frustrating part. We haven't even tested. Rather, the kind of impeachments you've had have been for small interest within the legislature. We haven't seen anybody who is removed. And unless we test that, look, the legislators always call our bluff. When you raise so much noise about the 160 million SUVs, they told you to go to hell. You can see the attitude the Senate president has when he's talking.
Nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen.
Like a policeman say.
Yes.
I'll shoot you and nothing will happen. Because they know nothing will happen. Sir, Macky Sall, if he was in this country and he did the same thing by, you know, dissolving the opposition party, jailing the leaders, postponing elections, you'd have gotten away with it.
You'd have gotten away with it. You can get away. You can get away with anything, because it's easy for you to. It's easy for you to have. And this is a wake up call to our young people. Look at the Senegalese president, and some of us should be ashamed of ourselves. If you are going to depend on my own generation to save this country, you are joking. If you leave it to my generation, they will wreck this country because they're a bunch of greedy people. Go out there and salvage yourself in the next election instead of following daddy to office.
Right, sir.
When you have 30, 35-year-old people following their fathers to office, their fathers can't employ nanny. How long are you going to be doing that? For how long? When I saw the Senegalese president, my yesterday was spoiled completely. I was happy for him. I was happy for Senegal. Well-spoken, clear-minded. And he had a direction. What do we have here?
And the hurdles they face, they cut, they disband.
What do we have here? My generation, if my generation hadn't been terrible, why would you be taking adults to work with you and not give them their freedom to go and do what is right? You should read. When you see little things like this happening around you, it tells you something. It tells you something.
All right, okay, Jimmy, you would go with the news or we go with the headlines? Okay, let's go with the
Let's
headlines.
Go with the news.
The news. Okay, still in the punch, we have some of these tidbits.
Let's go with the news because we've Delta police snap suspected kidnapper, rescue three victims. Governor Sanwo-Olu, hospitals are said to be shunning your directive. A woman identified as Elizabeth Davis, who lost her baby after delivering at the Ajeremi local government hospital, has been detained by the management over her inability to settle a medical bill of 323,000. I hope the governor will step in and let us know what has happened. Then, of course, you know, the Chinese man who was, who killed his babe.
Beautiful girl.
Yes, beautiful girl.
And he doesn't look so good.
He doesn't look so good, yeah. So he is, mom and others, they all hail the death sentence on him.
So sad.
Abia Varsity students worry over rising cult activities. Navy intercepts 139. How can all these bags be narcotics? Look at that. Yeah. A man arranged for raping daughter. What? Taiwo Oyelabi, who is accused of engaging in unlawful sexual relations with his biological daughter. He faces a single charge of rape. And it doesn't tell us how old.
So is that in Lagos?
Yes, no.
Okay, we know what to expect.
That's in Lagos. You know, the Lagos state is very strong on that.
Yes.
Very, very strong
yes,
on that. Yes. Give them kudos for that.
Yes.
Now, I saw this one and I said, there's something funny because I drove through the Lekki toll gate yesterday and I was just... No, I went to the toll gate yesterday, but earlier in the week, I saw this card that we used in pain, and I was saying that, thank God, we've gotten rid of the toll gate. Apparently, we haven't. Because this paper says that my very good friend, Gwenga Motosho, the Commissioner for Information, has explained that operations have not resumed at the Lekki toll gates and the Ikoyi Link Bridge because the facilities suffered massive damage. To Mr. Motosho and his boss, leave this issue alone. I repeat, to Mr. Motosho and the governor, Mr. Sanwo-Olu, leave this issue alone. You try this again, only God knows what will happen. Not at a time of so much difficulty. Let's move on. Find another way around it, and please let's just move on. That is my advice. Okay? He said that... Omotosho is quoted to have said all of the things that Lagos took pride in were attacked and destroyed. He's talking about the NSAS period. I think we need to put that, behind us And I don't think anybody is in any mood at this moment to pay any toll. That's my belief. And also good news here, the Lagos State Environmental Sanitation Corps are going to demolish shanties around schools and so on and so forth. So we also have that.
All right. Let's move on from the Punch to Vanguard. Story here in the Vanguard. Soldiers invaded, raided my country home, Kyagbudo, in 5 trucks, 30 personnel. That's coming from Edwin, Chief
Well,
Edwin
if all of us know, we know Chief Edwin Clark from way back. He's 1991.
Yeah.
And I saw the letter that he wrote to the government yesterday. Because we don't have time, I can't go through it. But apparently, his house has been attacked 2 times by the authorities.
We have 4 minutes.
No, I can't go through it.
Okay, through the letter. Okay.
His house has been attacked. Because if I start, you know, I can't stop in 4 minutes. Yeah, like that one. His house had been attacked. Not this is the second time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
If Chief Clark has questions to answer, call him in. This idea, because the first time his house was raided, he was apologized. So this one too, it was. But his house was raided in his hometown, and people were drawn out naked. And you know the way these things
doesn't work
out.
Good.
I don't think he should be facing this kind of thing. Like I said, if he has questions to answer, can somebody pay him a nice visit one day, question him and so on and so forth if need be? I don't think he should be going.
He's 96 years old.
He's 96, yes.
And doesn't need all that.
Yes, there's a reason for this. Sometimes we review ads, sometimes, just if they're interesting.
Okay.
There's this ad here congratulating Ms. Bolaji Agbede, who is the acting group chief executive officer of Access Holdings. Of Access Bank. She is not the story. I want to use her to appeal to a lot of us in the social media, especially younger people. The new lady that has been appointed in Zenith Bank, I want to appeal to people to look at what she's bringing to the table and leave her alone with her physique. She's not running for a beauty show. I find it very, very disturbing and appalling that